follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are.
Well, the name of the show is Relaxing Into Your Life.
And I just had an episode of non-relaxation.
A little panic attack because the new phone wasn't working.
Hey, we're talking to you today on our new headset phones.
And I hope mine, they sound better.
Mine kind of fell apart. So I couldn't get it to rework. And it was
absolutely... And there was 20 seconds left before we started on the air.
Absolutely, a moment to relax into your life. Thank you, Shia, for your support.
Oh, my pleasure.
Welcome to being here. In case you didn't catch, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we finish each other's sentences.
And we have fun with it, too. And this show should be fun. If it isn't fun for you...
Change the channel.
Right. We're not the people for you.
If you want to be here, and of course our show is being here, one of the easiest ways during this show is to actually...
Listen. I mean, stop everything else that you're doing. Be a unitasker.
Okay, I know some of you are listening to this in the car, on your app, and you're out and about. So, you know, make sure that you don't have any accidents and whatnot. But at the same time, see if you can keep bringing your attention to what we're talking about, what the people who are calling in are talking about. So you're actually listening to hear what's being said.
Now, see if you can listen to these, to what's being said from the point of view of the speaker rather than the system of agreement or disagreement that you filter information through normally. See, because us human beings, what we do is we filter the information as it's coming in.
Can I back up to something you just said?
Yes.
You may have said it before, but it really caught my attention. You talked about the system of agreement or disagreement. And if you're looking at relaxing into your life, if life shows up opposite or opposed to your system of agreement, your system of how things should look, you get tense, you fight, you contract, you complain. And today's show is devoted to discovering how to relax into your life, and part of it is to discover how it is that you fall out of that state of relaxation.
Right. Listening will pull you into the current moment of your life if you actually listen non-judgmentally. But you see, we don't listen for the most part non-judgmentally. We listen to see what we want to hear, and if something goes awry from that, it causes us complaint, at least.
You know, there are three very basic principles to instantaneous transformation. We like to talk about them generally at the top of each show because they are such an excellent support structure to bring you back to being in the moment. The first is anything you resist, it persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life.
It certainly does. I see, I agree to that.
I'll give you an example. Today, we left this morning to go off to our appointment to do Pilates.
Class.
And we heard from Christina, who's here today working in our office. Hi, Christina. And hi, Christine. That's our Pilates instructor's name. We discovered there was an accident the way we would normally go, so we needed to go a back way. And we had it in our minds that we wanted to go walking to get everything warmed up before we did Pilates. But we got ourselves behind something hauling like a tractor.
It was a tractor because now it's haymaking season here. So they had this big hay rake behind it, and they were going very slowly.
And the more you, if I wanted to resist that fact, the longer, lower, stronger, everything just seemed like it was taking forever. And the second principle is this. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment and exactly where you are in any given moment.
So your life is showing up exactly as it is in each moment, and you can either disagree with the way it's showing up, and then it will dominate your life, or you can allow it to show up the way it does, and then you're in sync with your life.
So here we are, tractor in front of us. It's the only way it could be because that's the way it was. And third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
It loses its power over your life. So let's take our tractor for a second. If we were resisting the tractor being there, then that would be the dominant conversation in our heads or coming out of our mouths. But when you include it as what is, suddenly it no longer exists. You can't go any faster because it's still there, but you're not locked up in the conversation about whether or not you're going to be late, whether you like it, whether it's screwing up your plans for the day, any of that.
Actually quite lovely in that the road that we drive down, we're normally on our way somewhere, and it provided us an opportunity to go slowly enough that we could look at the farm next to us and we could look at the scenery. And if we had been arguing with the tractor in front of us, we never would have seen what was around us. So as you go about your day, if you're fighting with the circumstances of your life, you're certainly not relaxing into your life. And if you look around,
So let's go back to the second principle.
Please.
Be different than you are right now.
Too late.
Too late. You can't be, because now has already moved into the next moment of now. So in each moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are. And see, people get frustrated with life not showing up the way they would prefer. But the reality of life is it shows up the way it does. So you can either be a yes to how your life is showing up, or you can disagree with how your life is showing up. If you disagree with it, you get stuck with it. That's the first principle. If you notice it without judging it, it loses its power over your life. That's the third principle. So life is showing up the way it is in each moment. If you're here for it, if you're a yes to your life the way it is, life is a magical experience. If you're a no to how your life is showing up, life is a pain in the...
Everything.
In that's
the
right. whatever you filled in, I censured myself.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Hey, we have a caller on. Shall we take him?
Sure.
Mr. Adam, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're great.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
So the topic is relaxing into your life. I feel like sometimes right now I'm interning at New York Life in the IT department.
Okay.
And I feel like there are a lot of times in the day where there's a lot of miscommunication and people get stressed out, including myself, or someone else gets stressed out, and then it sort of echoes.
Let me slow you down, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. People are always stressed out.
It's like a police scanner. They're on scan for something to use as a reason to be stressed.
Or upset or disturbed. That's the way it is for most folks. But that's okay. Because they're saying no to what's requested of them.
Right.
If you try saying yes to what's requested of you rather than resisting what's requested of you, I guarantee you will not be stressed out.
Okay.
Stress comes from some future that hasn't gotten here yet. See, most people are resisting the current moment of their life in hopes of a favorable future. Now, if the future doesn't look favorable, they stress themselves over it. But in the current moment, it's not a problem. It's a problem for the future.
Let's talk about miscommunication for a moment, because miscommunication often happens when you're busy going somewhere, so you don't stop where you are to listen what's requested of you. And sometimes listening happens by reading an email directive. But if you're busy going somewhere, you may actually follow the letter of what's said, but you may not get the essence of the intent, and or you may not stop to ask the questions you need to ask in order
clarify.
To get clear.
Okay.
And there's another little piece to it. If the person that is giving you those instructions, if you
is
have
me?
A... What?
I said, is me.
No, you...
No, you see, this is why you have miscommunications, because you don't listen. You listen to your voice, and you complete their sentences in your head, and you believe that to be the truth.
Okay.
So if you actually stop and listen to hear what they say, you will get it. If you fill in before they finish with what you have to say, you won't get their communication.
So are you going to say something about do you even recall that?
No, I lost it. I lost it.
That's kind of cool.
Oh.
That's the beginning of it, to be sure. One thing...
Now I remember. If you have an attitude about that person that's giving you instructions, then you're not going to hear their instructions. You're going to pick them apart.
Yes.
Does that sound at all true?
Absolutely.
Because that's what I picked up in your communication.
You know, Adam, we have to go to a break here shortly. Are you available to come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll be back with Adam. Hopefully, we'll be back with you. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We're kind of chuckling because now Shia disconnected, and I got to support him in relaxing into the moment. It's really fun to have compatriots with each other.
Yeah, we got disconnected. New phone. I was peeling off a piece of plastic
covering, and hey, here you go. Hey, Adam, you still with us?
Yes.
One other thing in listening for you. Mm-hmm. We know you, and we know that as an intern, you're a young man, and on some level, you may want to prove yourself not to be stupid or not to be young. And I found it when you filled in with Shia that you wanted to prove something about yourself, like you knew where we were going. And I think that...
Hey, Adam, you never know where I'm going because I don't know where I'm going. So I wouldn't try to do that, okay?
Okay.
So I would suggest that you relax and let yourself be you rather than worrying about trying to catch up with somebody or prove or...
Yeah, either prove or get the approval of people. You need to... be where you are to do what the job requests of you rather than figure out what you think they want.
Okay.
Now, if you didn't understand that, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't think I got that completely.
Well, if you're there, when people communicate to you, if you're actually listening as an active act, intentionally, to hear what they have to say, there won't be any more miscommunications.
Okay.
Not to agree or disagree with them, but to hear what they have to say. That will make things much easier for you at work. We see you this weekend?
Yes. I'm going to the intimacy workshop.
You're coming to the end and say, good, I have a suggestion for you.
Let me know how it goes for the rest of the week. You're listening to the people that you work with.
And the other part, I just have a game for you because I noticed something about you a couple of Mondays ago when you got upset that there was another 19-year-old young man who came and you were not the only special young person in your own mind, and you came up and told me that you were feeling jealous. I would love you between now and Friday night when we see you at the Intimacy Weekend for you to pay attention to having the people around you be stars, to take the attention off of you and have them be stars. And part of it will be by listening to them. So Shia's what he had to say really is integral because if you listen to people, they turn into stars.
Okay. All right.
About that. It's okay. Look, you think about that if you have to think about it. I would just hear it. We have a caller on the line.
Oh, she dropped. So.
Oh, she just dropped.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 So we have Susan from Virginia. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're
nice
great.
To meet you.
Nice meeting you, too. It's pretty exciting for me. I was referred to you by Alex Jameson.
Yeah, she's a lovely, lovely lady, isn't she?
Absolutely. And I was probably one of those people that was just going against the flow. And
How were you doing that?
Well, I think, you know, you were talking about in the show listening, and I was not listening to anything around me or myself, or I just kind of got into this one way, I'm going to do it this way, and just kind of like a bull in a china shop.
Well, you sound very normal then. That's how most people operate in their lives. So I think you're not doing anything wrong.
And I also think that life around us argues for us to become that way.
Well, look, our approach is not psychological. It's anthropological. And an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures. And we were all enculturated. We were raised in a culture. And for the first 6 years of our lives, our minds were in a theta brainwave state, which is like a hypnotic trance, and we absorbed all kinds of information without sorting it, without seeing whether it was true or not. We just assumed that it was true. And that initial download is what our internal computers have been programmed with. So that you're discovering that you don't listen is a wonderful thing.
Oh, I've been very I've been very energized over this. It's very kind of new, and then also I've listened to your programs that you recommended, and it's just been wonderful to kind of touch back to who I was a long time ago. And yes, the listening part, you pick up so much.
Yes, you hear so much. Actually, a whole new world opens up to you when you actually listen, when you slow down. And this is about relaxing into your life. See, to relax into your life, you have to slow down and get into the current moment of your life. So you don't really slow down. You just have to stop this forward momentum that you were raised in, that everybody you knew drove for some future event that was going to somehow make them whole, rather than being whole and complete in this moment. And then everything you do has satisfaction and well-being embracing you, coming back at you.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And it's I have to work on it. I have to say that. Like, there's sometimes I quickly can get back into that mode that I'm going, as you said, for, you know, future things. And I have to work on it. But once I work on it, I'm back in there, and it really is a relaxing feeling. Yes, you are taking in the moment, which is something wonderful.
You know, the idea that you have to work on it is one that you've been trained in, but there's a possibility that simply seeing it is enough to instantaneously transform you and to bring you back to center, no work needed. That's why our first book, and you may not have read it yet, is called Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life. They're a great support tool. I love that you're looking and paying attention and bringing yourself back to center. And I have a feeling that you haven't caught the knack yet, that it can be easier and effortless. Yes.
Effortless. You just notice that you're gone. You just bring yourself back to what's currently in your environment, and you are back.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I definitely have to get the book. I'm a little bit of a newbie in this.
I know you are, but you are there. You just don't recognize it yet. How's that?
Okay.
Okay? Because if you say you're not there, you're not there. But if you start looking, you'll realize that it's not difficult.
I have a feeling that one of the steps that you're adding that you don't need to add is when you find yourself in a forward momentum and you notice it, you then think about it. You think about what got you there. You think about how to do it better next time. You think about how to recenter yourself. And what we're talking about is that simply noticing it is enough, that you don't have to think about it. You don't have to go back.
You can let it go and get on with your life in the next moment, so you're not constantly having a conversation with yourself about how you should have done it, could have done it, would have done it better. You know that conversation?
Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah, well, for many, many years,
we had that conversation.
And it was about 25, 26 years ago that we had this epiphany that we don't have to go back, that we could just be here for the next moment.
Wow, it's yes, this is really great stuff.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling
us. Appreciating it.
Oh, thank you, and I am going to be picking up your book.
Great.
Oh, excellent. And Virginia is not all that far from New York.
So if you feel to come up for one of our weekends, you're really welcome, and there's a whole lovely community of people up here who will welcome you as well.
I'm trying to make the weekend workshop in August.
To step into your brilliance weekend?
Yes.
Oh, that would be lovely. It would be lovely to meet you in person.
Yes, indeed.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We have a caller from Canada. Jennifer, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where in Canada are you?
I'm in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, welcome to the show. Nice
Thank
to meet you.
I'm so excited to call in. I saw your topic for today about relaxing into your life, and I've been listening to your show for about a year, and I have a question about really intense emotions, both good and bad. I'm a student, but I'm temping for the summer, and I've had a lot of financial concerns, and a temp job that I was on last week ended a lot sooner than I expected through no fault of my own, and I was incredibly upset. Got home, I was in tears, and it got me thinking about, you know, being in the present moment, and when is it okay to feel those feelings, whether they're, you know, like you fall in love and you feel joy and being upset. Like, I was so upset
Let me slow you down. Let me slow you down.
Okay.
It's always okay to feel your feelings.
When you're feeling them.
When you're feeling them. Yeah, you know, that's what your moment consists of. So that you can't do your life wrong. You know.
So you can relax a little bit about that.
Slow down a little bit. So, Jennifer, you have a mind, and your mind is like a survival machine. And it worries about your survival, and it talks to you, and it has a name, your mind. Your mind calls itself Jennifer. Or I.
Or Jen, or sometimes it says not nice names.
Nice names. but I want, and I need, and I like that. That's also part of that mind's voice. And so we normally, people confuse themselves with that voice, but its job is for your survival, and so it worries about things that might happen, and it doesn't think about good things. It only thinks about bad things.
Right.
So your mind thinks about bad things, and it worries about these things so that you can survive. But if you notice, you've survived up until this moment, including that worry. Maybe you don't need to worry. Maybe things will work out effortlessly if you allow them to.
You know, we would love to speak more with you about this, but we're going to have to go to a break here fairly shortly. You available to come back with us after?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back with Jennifer and with you, so come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We are talking with Jennifer from Canada. You still there?
Jennifer? Hello?
Yep, hi, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Didn't come through to hear us yet.
Right, you didn't come through the wireless yet.
No. it's a bit of a trip.
Yes, well, we were talking about you over the break, and Shia said this brilliant phrase, and I love it, so I'm going to repeat it for you. Getting upset is like taking a vacation in a bad place.
Yes.
And so what happened when you said no to the circumstances and got that yourself that upset is you actually set yourself up to have some downtime. You kind of bruise yourself, and then you have to ramp back up.
In fact, you lose all your forward momentum.
Yes, exactly. The rest of the day was
a disaster.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. But most people think, you see, this is the normal way we've learned to relate to life. Instead of flowing, you know, a river flows around the rocks in it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get stuck behind a rock.
Right.
People get stuck behind the rock because they say no to something that doesn't fit their idea.
One other thing. And then we need to take our next caller that caught me in what you originally said.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you lost your job through no fault of your own. And somewhere it kicks in that part of you or part of being a person that starts to question, what did I do to deserve this? How did I and you start to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to do that. I mean, you need to do it if that's what you're doing. But I wanted to point attention to it because it's something extra that you've been acculturated into that is not necessary, number one, for your survival, number two, for your well-being. And also, you don't need it in order to get a job. If you just don't need it.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And we wish you best of luck finding something new.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks for being our listener for the past year. We didn't even know you were out there, but we appreciate it.
That's right. We really
thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Sandy in California. Are you there? Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Sandy?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Now
we can hear
you.
Now.
Okay, you can? Okay, so we're all set? Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
That's
I
very
can.
Important.
Yeah, I guess the communication is important.
Right. The communication, that's very important.
That's the key to everything. Okay. What I'm calling about is today something happened, and I know it's just pointing to a part of me that still needs healing, this one of the last parts, and I understand about the ego. I know there's the right mind and the left mind and everything. I understand. What I'm upset about is, why is there still something coming up that needs to be healed?
Well, maybe it doesn't need to be healed. Maybe the idea that you need healing is something that you've learned.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, so we went through that school of trying to heal our broken past, and we've discovered
that the idea itself keeps you broken.
That's right. And so we gave that up. We stopped working on ourselves, and our lives became wonderful. And it's been over 25 years that we have moved in this direction, and our lives continue to be wonderful as an expansion of that. So we're never working on healing anything.
Now, sometimes life will trigger something inside you that references to the past, but our style is a little bit more what we jokingly call
the slack jaw school of enlightenment.
Where something comes up, and instead of thinking, oh, here it is, and I need to heal it, it comes up and you go,
huh. Look at that.
There it is.
No, I know. I understand you observe it. I know. I have come so far because I'm a healer, and my whole idea is to continue so I can help people more. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You have to observe it, and I do. There's so many things in my life that a year ago would have just had me jumping over the moon, and now I just look at it and go, well, isn't that interesting?
Where are you in California?
I'm in the Riverside area.
Excellent.
Yeah, and so I understand that. I mean, I do workshops on healing the inner child. I know that it can get to the point where you're so obsessed with thinking that you need, if I only read that next book, if I only do this, if I only heal myself more, then I'll be there. So you're entirely overlooking the point that you're already there.
This is it. This is the only moment of
but
your
today,
life.
But today, no, it set me off today. I was like a little top.
Yeah, this is the only moment we have. So going back and working on what isn't here, even though it appears similar to your past, see, people have a story about their lives that they bring forward into the current moment of their life.
Right. That's true.
And so instead of discovering the current moment newly as it is, they corrupt the current moment with their history and story about their shortcomings or failings, and they miss the magic and grandeur of the moment.
Okay. So what you're saying is, since I observed that even though I got caught up in it, and it's still the entire time I was feeling my blood pressure raising and my heart beating, I still was saying, okay, Sandy, this is the lesson you're being given. You're giving yourself to see how far you've come or whatever. And
well, I just want to go one more thing.
Sure.
This is just my perspective, and I'm not trying to...
It's actually our perspective.
Yes, our perspective. I'm not trying to take...
By the way, you're wonderful, and I was listening to you, which is why I called you, because I agree with what you're saying. Okay, thank you. Please go on.
So here's one more thing.
Yes.
is that I don't look at life as if anything is giving me lessons. Lessons means that I have to learn something because somehow I'm deficient. Obviously, we are learning all the time.
Right, but our way of learning is by being where we are, not working on that this is a lesson I have to learn. If you are here for whatever's happening in your life, it completes itself if you don't resist it and if you allow it to be as it is. If you're a yes to your life, magic happens.
Okay, so just observe what I went through and say, well, isn't that something?
Now, I have a question for you.
Pardon me?
Have you read our books?
No, but I will.
Go up on our website, Transformation Made Easy. There's all kinds of really interesting,
free articles,
information,
videos.
Right, free stuff that's right up there that will support you immensely because our way of seeing, we've written over 25 years, we've been writing about this stuff, so it's really concise and it'll support you greatly.
Okay.
And we have another caller, two more callers.
Thank you so much for calling, Sandy. Appreciate
it.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
In case you all didn't quite catch it, it's transformationmadeeasy.com. And as you can see, some of our callers are just launching into our perspective or launching into our transformational approach. And it really can support you if you go up and look at some of the videos that we have to offer or read our articles. It'll make it easier for you. It'll be faster. And, of course, our books are great, so you can get any of those either on our website or Amazon. That works as well. Let's see. Caitlin, you there? We have Caitlin.
Hello?
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
How you doing?
Excellent. I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like I am relaxing more and more into my life and learning that skill in many areas. But right at this moment in time, my mom is not doing so great. And I feel myself frequently getting worried about how we're going to take care of her. And I get a little lost, and I know that my brother also sort of lives very much projecting into the future of that.
Well, let me stop you for a second.
See, okay.
You and your brother talk about this, and his fear excites your fear.
Right. Oh, very much, yeah.
You see, so it's not just that you worry about this stuff. Left to your own devices, Caitlin, I believe you'd get engaged in your work and you'd do what you need to do until the situation becomes critical enough with your mother that you have to then take measures to support her.
Right.
Now, I have a question. Oh, you have more, please.
But when you have these conversations with your brother, his fear excites your fear of survival.
Yeah.
And then you get lost in that and you stop doing what you need to do to support yourself in your life.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So I would not go down those roads with him. I would look and see. I would look with your husband, because I know you, and and your husband, and I would look with him and see what you see coming down the road and how best to handle it.
We have to go to a break here shortly, Caitlin. Can you come back with us after the break?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to.
I have a question for you we're going to come back to, and that is, do you trust yourself? You like that question? It's a good one. I want you to just look at that one.
Ponder
over
it.
The break,
over the break.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. And I just have to say hallelujah. And that's a shout out to Gio, who painted this incredible picture, which Shia got me for my birthday. And it's now
up on the wall in our office, and it looks magnificent.
We'll take pictures of it soon, and we'll post it up on Facebook so you can take a look at it because it's awesome. Hey, Caitlin, are you there?
Yes.
So what'd you come up with? Do you trust yourself?
Yeah, I absolutely trust myself.
You know, I was thinking about you in regards to your wedding. You and and your husband put together your wedding pretty quickly, yes?
Very quickly.
Tell us just briefly how quickly.
Sorry?
Briefly, tell people how
long did it take you to put together your wedding?
Well, I was leaving for England, so we did it in an afternoon. And it was about 3 weeks prior to the wedding.
And
it took the afternoon.
Now, most people fuss, and they certainly don't relax into their lives. I know most brides in particular when they go about doing it. And we were at your wedding, and it was an incredibly glorious, wonderful, well-thought-out, well-executed event.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you relax,
then anything you need to do regarding your mother, you will handle in a timely and appropriate manner.
You know, sometimes you can't handle things because it's like a puzzle and you don't have the pieces you need to complete the action.
So worrying about what you're going to do when your mother, as she degrades, is really irrelevant to this moment of your life because she hasn't reached that place yet.
And
right.
And her needs will become apparent.
Everything will become obvious if you're there to see it. But your worrying about the future takes you out, because no two things, second principle, no two things can occupy the same moment of now, you know, same place at the same time, the same Caitlin at the same time. So if you're worrying about something off in the future, you miss what's going on all around you, opportunities in your life right now.
Right.
You don't want to go that place.
No.
You know,
and it's easy for me to get stuck there. Sorry.
That's okay. Perhaps it's because we are going to Cambridge in July for our creativity and intuition weekend that I have this come to mind a lot. But I'm wondering, Caitlin, if worrying about or having your brother's concerns excite yours, if what that saves you from in the creativity department.
Yeah, so true. It's really true.
See, people are trying to be creative. We did a radio show, not a radio show, excuse me, an international telephone conference call with Europe yesterday, and there was a fellow there who was talking about being an artist. And people have the idea that art is, and being creative and artistic is something that happens by thinking about what you're doing. It doesn't. Creativity happens in this moment of your life, and if you're here for it, creative genius flows from each of us. But if you're off in the future or in the past working on yourself, then there is no space for creativity.
Right.
And actually, I think your question and what we're looking at dovetails very nicely with Jennifer having talked about having an upset for an afternoon when she lost her job. There's something about having an upset as a lot of people have been trained, that's how they take a break.
Yeah.
You're far better off to take a break when you take a break and to actually relax rather than to have to use a device to stop yourself and to take that break.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you mean.
I know you're currently doing costumes for the Guthrie Theater. In case people are listening from that part of the country, what's the show and when does it air? Or when does it play?
And where is it?
It's called Burial at Thebes, and it opens on September 30th at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. So all those who are listening in Minneapolis, if you want to see some of Caitlin's lovely work.
Her costumes. She's a costume designer.
You can go there.
Yeah, please.
Now, are you feeling more relaxed about your life right now?
Very much more, yeah.
That's
excellent. And we have the wonderful opportunity of being with you this weekend in New York.
No, I'm not sure she's coming for intimacy this weekend.
Oh,
I think she's off doing other things.
Oh.
We'll miss you then.
No, miss you too.
But we'll see you at Monday Night Alive. How's that?
Yes.
Most excellent. Hey, Caitlin, thank you so much
for calling
in today.
You see, there I assume something.
That's just because you love having her around.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know,
I love you guys. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're
takes
welcome.
One to know one.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
But, you know, if you, like Caitlin, can't make it to this weekend workshop, we have several coming up. And you can just check your schedule. As Susan was saying, she's looking to come from Virginia for August. We are doing a course called Step into your Brilliance on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. We're coming to Cambridge in July. And also in September, we're doing a business course, the end of September, in New York, and then we're off to Hamburg, Germany. So you can go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can look at our schedule. It's all up there and see what works for you if you'd like to join us. I know there's a lot of you listening out there, like Sandy and like Susan, who we haven't met, and like Jennifer, who we haven't met before. And if you feel to take the step into joining us, we just want you to know that you'd be most
welcome.
And as you go about your day and your week now, see if you can just kind of let yourself be. As in, kind to yourself.
Yeah, stop picking on yourself.
You're always going to have the idea you could do more or should do more than you are doing.
Exactly. And the game is to relax into the current moment of your life, to be here, to appreciate the trees or the birds or the sky or the automobiles in front of you or wherever you are. Be where you are, because that's where the juice is in life.
The juice happens out of being here. We really appreciate that you've been with us here today.
Yes, and thanks for joining us.
You know, something else somebody spoke to us about over this call, you can go back to the archived shows, pick a topic, and listen. I find it has my shoulders relax when I'm listening, and hopefully it does for you as well.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.